I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As more and more foreign dignitaries arrive in London ahead of the Queen's state funeral, many of them went to pay their respects to the late monarch. More details from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were among thousands of mourners to enter Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state. Biden made the sign of the cross and put his hand to his heart as he stood quietly by her casket. As he signed the Queen's Book of Condolences, the President told reporters how he felt about her as a person.
Decent, honourable, and all about service.
He even said she reminded him of his own mother.
She had that look like, are you okay? Anything I can do for you? What do you need? And then also, make sure you do what you're supposed to do.
Other dignitaries to sign the book were Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
The reign was truly majestic.
Canadian President Justin Trudeau said he remembered her as a child.
Her presence throughout my life had been constant, inspiring, and graceful.
Karen Chamas, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has promised his country Sunday that there would be no let-up after a series of Ukrainian victories, taking cities and towns back from Russian troops. He said that there would be no lull until all Ukraine is freed, and Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine over the weekend. The British Defense Ministry warned that Russia is likely to increase attacks on civilian targets as it suffers battlefield defeats. A Vatican envoy distributing humanitarian aid was among those who came under fire, and there were no injuries. Prosecutors in Kharkiv are accusing Russia of torturing civilians in one village that was recently freed. This is VOA News. Facing a complex set of challenges that try humanity as never before, world leaders convene at the United Nations this week under the shadow of Europe's first major war since World War II, a conflict that has unleashed a global food crisis and divided major powers in a way never seen since the Cold War. The many facets of the Ukraine war are expected to dominate the annual meeting, which convenes as many countries and peoples confront growing inequality, an escalating climate crisis, the threat of multiple famines, and an internet-fueled tide of misinformation and hate speech, all atop a coronavirus pandemic that is halfway through a third year. For the first time since the United Nations was founded atop the ashes of World War II, European nations are witnessing war in their midst waged by nuclear-armed neighboring Russia. Its February 24th invasion not only threatens Ukraine's survival as an independent democratic nation, but has leaders in many countries worrying about trying to preserve regional and international peace and prevent a wider war. Hurricane Fiona struck Puerto Rico's southwest coast as it unleashes landslides, knocked the power grid out, and ripped up asphalt from roads and flung the pieces around. Forecasters said that the storm could cause a catastrophic flooding and threaten to dump historic levels of rain with up to 30 inches possible in isolated areas. Fiona on Sunday is slashing a U.S. territory that is still recovering from a string of strong earthquakes and Hurricane Maria, a Category 4 storm that caused deaths and destruction across the island in 2017. More than 3,000 homes still have only a blue tarp on a roof. SpaceX on Sunday launched 54 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. The launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida was the sixth flight for the Falcon 9 first-stage booster. Bad weather last week scrubbed several launch attempts. Starlink is a space-based system that SpaceX is building to bring Internet access to underserved areas around the world. Following stage separation, the first stage returned to Earth and landed and just read the instructions drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Recapping our top story, as more and more foreign dignitaries arrive in London ahead of the Queen's state funeral, many of them did go to pay their respects to the late monarch. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.